the photo was shredded, torn. The glass that the frame had been sharp and crazy and like Ryan Murphy. By this gesture, this basically said, all you were to me is rendered now in half-used, broken, useless things. And let's add the cherry on the sundae that you could cut your fingers and make all of it worse with blood.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by the fantastic Kate Harvey. Kate is an editor, writer, marketer, and brand strategist born to teach people how to tell their stories. She's a law school graduate, startup founder, and advocate for survivors of all sorts. She's also the author of Believe It and Behave It, How to Restart, Reset, and Reframe Your Life, a book I highly recommend. But she also put everything into a relationship and still found herself lonely. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support, whether that's leaving a review, sharing the show with a friend or family member, or going and supporting me directly on Patreon. That's a huge help. It takes a lot of money, time, and energy to make this show happen. So you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Remember, Williams is W-I-L-L-I-A-M-N-S. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Or just click the first link in the show notes and it'll take you right there. Enjoy the show. Kate Harvey, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
If there's value and lessons for people, it is important that I talk about it. Sure.
I like that. I think that's a good mindset. Yeah. So you found yourself in a new relationship as you were recovering from your brain damage. You found yourself in this new relationship and then discovered that you felt lonely still.
I mean, I am sure it's not anything, you know, Pulitzer Prize winning to realize that you can feel lonely when you're in a relationship, and the whole being alone versus being lonely not being the same thing. You know, I think I was maybe at a point of, I think I could probably call it false confidence. You know, I had quote unquote recovered enough from a traumatic brain injury to feel comfortable and confident enough to be in an exclusive relationship with a guy. And I don't know if I ignored it or I tried to find positive attributes where there weren't that many. And all the red flags kind of from jump, I brushed aside. You know, he didn't share any of my interests. He rarely initiated or suggested activities, and he was fairly thoughtless. And I bore all of this thinking maybe I'm kind of a bitch and he's just fine. And I mean, who knows? If what I'm about to share had not happened, I might be with him still. I don't know. So we moved him to a city where he'd been offered a job after he lost the one that he had. And it was a town, a city I liked. And I got my apartment appraised. I live in New York City. And upon my visit to him while he was at work, among the things I did was do a call with the university there about a master's degree at the communications college and really looking into putting down my own roots there. So anyway, while I'm visiting and I'm, you know, in my mind thinking about how to move there, he said, unintentionally, I'm sure, that his dream job was actually in another city on the other side of the country. And he planned to move there. Now, I don't know what the notion was with that. Like, if I was not really his girlfriend and I was kind of a for now person, not a forever person, whatevs. I broke up with him shortly thereafter. Now, it doesn't end there because he needed to have the last word. And he did this by sending me, I think on my birthday, actually, it arrived. This massive box was in the lobby, brought it upstairs. It was heavy. And there was no name on the return address label, just an address. And I thought of other people I know who live in that city. I thought, wow, what did I do to get this and deserve this? Opened the box. Inside of it, besides this very nasty note, which I folded and put in my, it's literally called Box of Crap. Looks like a beautiful vintage Japanese piece of art. It's not, it's a tin box. And so along with this really mean note was every single thing I had ever given him, with the exception of this remarkable button up I bought at Hugo Boss during Fashion Week, because I guess he kept that. And included in the old shower gels and bent page books and whatever else, cards and things, was a framed, what would have been a framed photo of us. The photo was shredded, torn, and the glass that the frame had been, sharp and crazy and like Ryan Murphy, American Horror Story, picked them up and, you know, Jason Voorhees with it. And that was unwrapped and unprotected. And I'm glad I had unwrapped, I'd opened the box gingerly, because I would have cut my hands and bled everywhere. And, you know, all the partially used soaps would have been ruined.
Holy cow. That, it just seems like, why? You know, like it seems so excessive. What did that feel like when you got this? And then how did you start to recover from that?
Well, the immediate feeling I had was, I love to say shock and awe, and I didn't. Because a passive aggressive person will find opportunities to be truly aggressive. And that's what that was. So the first feeling I had was relief that I was not bleeding all over my apartment. I live near two hospitals, so I could have hauled my ass to the ER and probably been stitched up fine. Same time, who's trying to do that? So after feeling relief, I felt sad that whatever positive had existed between us was pretty much gone. By this gesture, this basically said, all you were to me is rendered now in half-used, broken, useless things. And let's add the cherry on the sundae that you could cut your fingers and make all of it worse with blood. And as I found every plastic bag in my apartment possible to bind up this glass so no one would get hurt when it was hauled off to trash, I thought to myself, here's something you will never feel again. Better to be by yourself than skipping through something that feels fine for now and not forever.
What kind of things do you do or say in order to kind of maintain that mentality of, you know what, I'm a whole person by myself. You know, I don't need to put myself in bad relationships in order to feel good about myself.
As difficult as it is, we have to ask ourselves this hard question when we find ourselves in a tricky / twisted relationship, either be it personal or professional. Does being with this person in this organization, part of this movement, does this add to my life or does this detract from my life? And it's important that we remember that our vulnerability will sometimes supersede our better judgment. And our vulnerability will fight with our instinct. Because when we feel empty, sad, left out, and we find an opportunity that corrects one or more of those, we might jump on it. Only to learn either quickly or eventually that it was a false move. I mean, I think honestly, I'm late to get this, and I read the fable as a child, Tortoise Over Hare. This realization came to me in the aftermath of the relationship. You know, don't rush what's one of the most important and glorious things in life, which is love. It's going to find me, or I'll find it. And Florence Scovel Shinn, the author of several amazing books early in the 20th century, she said, so it shall be, or better.
And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. What are you up to? What are you working on? Tell us about your book and everything else you're doing and where we can find it.
Well, I appreciate you asking. I am the contributing writer and I manage the website at the Universal Hip Hop Museum. I do contract editing and proofreading work for writers and authors. And my book, which is called Believe It and Behave It, How to Restart, Reset, and Reframe Your Life is available on every single retailer in print, digital, and audio around the world. And I am the same on all the socials, and I am Gloss Gal, G-L-O-S-S-G-A-L.
I love it. I'm going to have links to everything you mentioned down in the show notes. And on the topic of your book, I can just say I highly recommend it to all the listeners out there. Kate's personality really shines through in it, and she is a fantastic storyteller. So I highly recommend. And I did the audio version. That's my personal preference, and amazing, amazing. So thank you, Kate, very much for joining me.
Thank you, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Take things slow and steady. Consider how your life is enriched by this person. This goes for any relationship, really. Are they going to build you up or tear you down? And this can happen at work, at church, at school, or otherwise. Special thank you to Kate for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, including Believe It and Behave It, How to Restart, Reset, and Reframe Your Life, which, of course, I think is a must read. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving us a review and sharing the show, you can do what Kate actually did and visit patreon.com/AlexWilliams. That'll take you to a page where you can support my work for just a few bucks a month. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me, from wherever happened to be to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateVine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.